Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Well, it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas, even though the sun has stopped shining. But as you guys always know, did you know even with the clouds, the sun is shining? It's just the clouds hide that. I found that very interesting. Anyway, today is a great day, another great day, because I'm grateful to be alive. God woke me up, and it is just a fabulous day. So today, we are on the air with Tiana Gwynn. She's a fabulous fashion designer. We're going to get her take on beauty secrets, why she went into designing, what's been her favorite outfit to design, and et cetera. So we're going to allow Tiana to introduce herself. We're going to go to a song, and then we'll be right back. Hi, Miss Tiana.
Hello. How are you doing, Miss Williams? It's so nice to meet with you.
Oh, I am awesome. You can just call me Sabrina. I am blessed to have you on the show. It's been a blessing. I know it took a couple of times, and our schedules got mixed up, and one time I literally messed up the whole thing. So I'm honored you're here. But tell us where you're calling from.
I'm actually calling from the Deep South, Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, wow. What's the weather like out there right now?
Our weather has been crazy. Like this morning, it was really, really warm. And then by the evening time when the sun went down, it started to be really, really cold. So it's like our weather is having temperature tantrums. It's really up and down.
Do you guys get snow out there?
You know what? Ever so often. But, you know, here in the South, anytime it's like a speck of snow, everything shuts down. It's not like the Northeast where you get, you know, like 20 inches of snow and everybody just keeps going.
Oh, wow. Wow. All right. Well, here in Vegas, I was really sad this week because, or since the beginning of January, it was very cold, even reached almost 32 degrees, but no snow. This is the first time when it's gotten that cold we haven't got snow. But we're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back and interview the fabulous Miss Tiana Gwynn with her company, Fashion and as a fashion designer. We'll be right back. We're going to play Reality.
Happy Tuesday. It's August 21st, 2018, and I'm Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host.
G-O-E.
G-O-E.
Yeah.
G-O-E.
G, I'm back by demand. Lord willing, it's all in his plan. I ain't never really had a plan, so I used to thank him in advance. People say that money make the man, but I ain't been the type to take advance. Take the dirt and mold to make the man. So the dirt just made me who I am.
Me,
just a man with a purpose. I ain't perfect, that's certain. God hands still working.
Yeah.
It's just the paint on my surface, and they wanna know what's up under that. I tell them don't worry about none of that. I struggle to come up from under that, while people were reaching to pull you back. Trust me, dawg, I ain't going back. I'm in a hole in the place. Problem keeps slowing my pace, but I'ma keep running my race. Yeah, ain't got no time for delays. Man, I gotta make a play. So when you hear, let it play.
When you hear, let it play.
Hey, that's real, so it's really real. I'ma keep it real. What's a man without God's favor? When you in the field of late with this music, homie, I don't really chill. Catch the vibe with the spirit. Can you feel it in the air?
In the air. G pray, G pray. The spirit on me. G pray, feel the spirit on me. G pray, feel the spirit on me. G pray,
can
you feel the spirit on me?
G pray,
I can feel the spirit on me.
G pray,
I can feel the spirit on me.
G pray,
I can feel the spirit on me.
G pray,
and I can feel the spirit.
Pray.
You know I'm from the street, 'cause you pulled me from the street. David praised you in the street, so it's only right that we. Praise man, Lord, and that's just at the least. You don't really care who see when you got the victory. G pray,
G pray, G pray.
We slay, we slay. Try to hold it all in, Lord, but we can't, we can't. Lift your hands to the sky,
yeah.
Give thanks, give thanks. Glory, Lord, my King.
praise. The spirit on me.
We're back, and we're on the air with Ms. Tiana Gwynn, and we are going to talk about her as a fashion designer. She's a high-end women's wear brand that inspires timelessness in everyday life. Proudly made in Memphis since 2016, Tiana is for the woman who has an eye for design and who is looking for stylish yet timeless pieces that she can wear with many styles. Hold on. I'm sorry. With many styles, I'm reading from her website, www.a.com. She is not trendy, but a woman with her own sense of taste and style. Tiana embodies clothes that pull at your heartstring and invoke the spirit of expressing your most feminine self. Eclectic, memorable, daring, sophisticated, and long-lasting pieces are at the heart of what Tiana expresses to the world. Tiana Gwynn is the designer and creative director of Tiana, which is spelled all capitals, T-I-E-N-A. She is a wife and a mother of two girls. She is inspired by nature and strong women figures. She is also a huge proponent of dreaming big and utilizing other talents. Her business was launched in the summer of 2016. In the past 3 years, participated in the Memphis Fashion Week, which gave her the confidence to further pursue her childhood dream. All right, you guys, welcome Ms. Tiana. Hi, Tiana. So tell us, the first question I have, what's it like to be in a fashion week?
Actually, first let me just make this small correction. It's actually Tiana.
Oh, I apologize, Tiana. Sorry.
No problem. And, everybody does that. It's no problem. But actually, most people look at fashion design and they think it's glamorous, but it's really, really hard work. It's like the hardest thing next to being a parent and being married. But especially if you're an independent designer because you're doing everything yourself, you're coming up with the design ideas, you know, you're doing the production of the design, you're sewing, you're doing your marketing, you're doing everything, you know, yourself. And so it's really hard work. And plus you're only doing the ideas that are in your mind. So it's no guarantees that, you know, the looks are going to sell, people are going to like it or anything like that. The only glamorous part about it is when the models walk down the runway.
Wow. Wow, you know what? I have a friend who's
was that too much truth?
No, actually, I appreciate it because you know what? Everybody would like to think, oh my God, they must just snap those out of my mind. No, it's honest because people need to know what they're getting into, and it actually makes me, with you saying that, appreciate the quality and the that goes into a design. And that I would pay whatever price is necessary to get that design and that special outfit. I have a friend, his name's Mark Roscoe. He's actually now going to be called Eli and Roscoe. He has a new partner, but he has designed women and men's clothing. And he'll tell you it is really difficult to get in the industry. And everything is not gold and solid as everybody thinks. And sometimes dealing with the stars is really a thing in itself. So, yeah, I appreciate that honesty. So why did you choose fashion designing as a career?
Well, actually, it was something that I always wanted to do as a child. You know, I sketched clothes, you know, ever since I was a really small girl, I would draw clothes and things of that nature. But, you know, being from Memphis, it wasn't something that I believed that I could do. It was, is it? Because, you know, like being in Memphis, the only thing I saw related to fashion was something on TV, you know, and I'm probably telling my age, but you probably remember at the end of headline news on CNN, they would show a snippet of a runway show. So it just seemed like it was something that was so far away and not achievable. And then it was like, as I got older, I went to school, got a master's in city and regional planning. So my educational experience is actually real estate development. But it was just something that would not go away. And I got laid off about 4 years ago when I was pregnant with my second child, and I just decided, okay, I just need to go ahead and do it, because it was like it just wouldn't go away. You know, I would constantly have dreams about clothes, and it was just like I felt like God was saying, okay, you need to do this. It was my gift. Like, if this is something that you're thinking about all the time, then I need to go ahead and pursue it.
I totally agree. I'm reminded of the Bible verse, because I really believe that God gives each of us a unique talent, and that we're people could be fashion designers, but those two fashion designers are going to have unique talents on what they actually design, what they do. So I just believe we all are gifted in very unique and individual ways. And the Bible verse that reminds me of that is, I'll have to come back to it because I picked up the wrong one. But speaking of outfits,
is it talent?
Yes, it is. And I thought I had it because it talks about some people have the ability to encourage, to help, to exhort, so on. And I just, it's like, the Bible actually, do you know which one I'm talking about?
I think you're talking about in Corinthians.
Okay, I'll look that up on the commercial. But I want to know, when did you make your first outfit? At what age?
Actually, the first outfit I made, well, it wasn't an outfit. It was a skirt out of some fabric that my mom had at the house. I don't know where I got this fabric from, but I made a skirt by hand. I just sewed it by hand, and I wore it to school. It was like a pink plaid material. That was the first thing that I made in junior high school in the ninth grade.
Wow. Now, in the ninth grade, did you have sewing classes? Because I'm dating myself way back. I'm 54, so in my time, we had sewing classes, we had cooking classes, we had shop, we had wood shop. We had a lot of classes. Did you guys have that?
Yeah. You know what? It was like we had some of those things. Like, we had wood shop and we had home ec, but they didn't go as far as doing like the sewing and all of those types of things.
Yeah, in my day, I really believe that sometimes it was easier for a child or a teenager to make a decision and move toward even a career because they were encouraged. Nowadays, it's like, it's just really disheartening how school is not. It's just a couple of hours to get you there to educate you, and it's not the same. It's very different to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're gonna move on to the next question. So, how do you manage your time between being a mom of two, being married, and designing and going to shows, like things like that?
Right, that's a very good question. I do not know. But usually, the blessing is that both of my kids are in school. So I have a 10-year-old and I have a 4-year-old. The 4-year-old is in a Montessori school, so she's not in daycare. So I drop both of them off at school, then I go to my studio and I stay here all day until it's time for me to pick them up, or my husband picks them up. And then, you know, once they get out of school, then we do the homework, the dinner, family thing. And then really on Sundays, it's like, you know, our family time. And every now and then, me and my husband will do date night or something like that. But it's a juggle, you know, because it's not like I can have a design idea and then pass it off to someone. I haven't gotten to that point yet. I'm speaking into existence, where I can just have a design idea and then pass it off to someone else to make it. You know, I have the idea and then I have to make it myself. So it's a real juggling act, you know, in addition to actually having to care, you know, for myself physically in order not to get burnt out.
I love that, yes. Self-care. Now, I have a question. I noticed that some designers, they'll draw in books or on paper, a design that comes to their mind. Do you do that, or do you just have something and you can just cut it out as a pattern?
Yeah, well, I start with, because most of the time I'll have a dream about something, and then I'll get up, or, you know, once I get to the studio, I'll draw them out so I won't forget what I dreamed, or sometimes I'll be in the process of making something and then I get hit with a vision and I'll go ahead and sketch it out, and then once I sketch it out, you know, then I'll say maybe I'll put it to the side or maybe I'll go ahead and make it, and then I'll make a pattern from that. And the thing is, then you have to try to start finding materials to fit the vision that you've had. So yes,
okay.
Most of the times it does starts with, you know, following the sketch that came to your mind.
Now, have you ever been out, like, in public somewhere, you're just chilling with the family or doing something, and you see somebody with an outfit? Can you get inspired from that and come off of a different way of recreating that, or yours is always more in dreams?
Mine is always more so in dreams. I really try to be a stickler for, you know, pure design and just making sure that I'm authentically, you know, myself, so I won't get caught up in, okay, well, everybody's wearing this, or, you know, this is the trend and everything like that, because I feel like I will take away from what's, you know, uniquely myself.
I like that. That's very awesome.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you'll be making something and then it's right in line with what's already going on.
Wow. Now, I know you did the Memphis Fashion Week. Have you been to other cities such as Milan or Italy for their Fashion Week, or are you aspiring to get there?
Yes, I am. Someone actually reached out to me to do Paris Fashion Week. That's a goal of mine, to do Paris Fashion Week. And right now I'm actually preparing for New York Fashion Week. My show is on the 10th in New York.
Oh, my. Well, good for you. Now this is my question, because I know they have hundreds and hundreds of fashion weeks. How does a designer get in the Fashion Week? Do you have to apply, or do you get an invite?
Both. Sometimes, you know, different fashion weeks have like a call for designers, and then some people will reach out to you and invite you to participate in their show. So it goes both ways.
Now, when you choose a model for your clothes that you make, the dresses, skirts, tops, is this model based on a thin model that's industry standards, or is this model based on a woman that you see?
Well, it's kind of both, because I haven't done a show independently. So when the show producers have a model call, they usually go by, you know, industry standards. But when, as a designer, you get to choose from the group of models that they have available to you, and I always try to choose models that, well, fit is most important. And then, you know, it's just something about the way they carry themselves, their spirit and all that, that kind of goes with, okay, I think this girl will be a good fit for my clothes.
Okay. Do you have some of the same models you work with? Go ahead.
Say it again.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, sometimes a model can make or break your clothes. I've had done shows where I have one model in this dress and another model wear the same dress, and it looks totally different. Like, it looks like a whole new design just by having the right kind of woman, you know, in that particular look. So the models, you know, are extremely important, and I myself am actually learning it more as I, you know, keep doing this.
Now, we all know, we can see it in with the stores like Lane Bryant, different stores, or even Nordstrom. But do you think the industry is getting better with making clothes for, they don't call them fat women or large women, but for curvy women of different ethnicities? Or do you think that they're getting better about that?
I think they are. Well, I guess you can say that it's depending on what context. If you're looking at Fashion Week or something like that, you really don't see a lot of curvy models, you know. But as far as, like, tail and going to the stores and things, I think that they are doing, you know, better about that, because you can go to a lot of different places and, you know, it doesn't just stop at a 14. They sometimes go up to 16, 18, 20, you know, 22 in the same style versus it being isolated to different styles for the larger sizes.
Wow. Now, how do you stay up to date regarding fashion on the industry trends, new dressmakers coming out, et cetera?
I don't follow any of that.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. I don't follow any of that. I just try to stay true to what the vision that God has given me. And, like, when I put a collection together, I just go through my sketches and put pieces together, you know, put looks together and say, okay, this is the direction that I'm going in, because I don't want to be influenced. I feel like by me doing that, that would take away my authenticity.
Wow, I like that. So I'm looking on your website, and there's this beautiful, beautiful, your outfits have names, so I'm trying to pick up the name of this one. Okay, the Jasmine jumpsuit is it's just gorgeous. Tell me about the material, and I know that was from a dream, but that is just very unique. I like how, you know what I have to say about your fashions and your designs? They're very elegant, and they can be worn in a variety of different ways. I like that.
Thank you so much. Well, that dress, it's a jumpsuit with the front panel in the front, but that material is actually a cotton stretch sateen. So it has the sheen on the fabric, and then it has just a little bit of stretch in it. And I really like to use fabrics with just a tad bit of stretch to them, you know, for the flexibility.
It's amazing. The yellow jumpsuit. Now, you have this model, and I really have to take my hat off to you of the different variety of models, excuse me, that you have on your website. They're of different shades and tones, and nobody looks the same. I'm very impressed with that, and I take my hat off to you, because I see some websites where everybody, the same person is wearing the same outfit. It actually gives you a different feeling of how you might look, even down to her hair, like in the denim duster. Mm-hmm. I'm really not a denim person, but I can tell you I'd wear that one. Really, I would really wear that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I mean,
now I have to be honest. I can't. Go ahead.
No,
go
you
ahead.
Go ahead.
Say what you were going to
say. I'm just saying.
I was just
going to
say, I really can't. Pause, you go.
Oh, yeah, I think there's an echo, sorry. I'm going to, because you know what, in the denim one, the way that you have the sleeves, how they're, I don't know how that is, it's like gathered at the end, and then the button, I just, in the material, it's just so nice. It doesn't look like a regular denim. All right, now you go.
Okay. I was just going to say that I really can't take, like, I do like to use the, have a lot of diversity in my model because I am a black woman, but I don't want to isolate any groups because I feel like my clothing line could be for any woman, you know. And but the models that you see on there, I really can't take credit for. I have a wonderful photographer. Shout out to him. His name is Antoine Lever. He actually took a trip to Cape Town, South Africa, and to L.A. And he was like, Taina, really need some clothes. Can I borrow some pieces from you? And that's how that happened. And his timing was, look how God worked. His timing was so dead on that they actually positioned me perfectly to have photos for the upcoming spring season.
Wow. Now God,
so
isn't
he,
God good?
Yes, he is. So I have to give him all the credit for the photos. I provided the clothes, you know. He had a makeup artist with him, and, you know, he worked his magic.
Because I'm going to be honest. I mean, I'm looking at your website even now, but I'm going to be honest. Everybody that knows me knows me. I'm a Converse girl. I love Converse. I had to stop wearing flip-flops 6 months ago because I had hip surgery, and I no longer can wear flip-flops. So I always have Converse, like, literally designed. Today I have a pair that I designed. You design them on the computer, and then they make them for you. Now, this one is a black and burgundy. And I'm looking at the jean one, and I'm like, oh, my God, I love how you guys have the shoes with that. That could be me. Your outfits to me are Converse ready for me. I can, in Converse, a lot of people don't know, Converse has 14,000 designs of shoes, from very fancy to, oh, yeah, Converse is the bomb. Converse is actually made by Nike. It's a baby company of Nike. A lot of people don't know that. But it's like this one, the black and white print jumpsuit. Yeah, black and white print jumpsuit. Now, see, I have a pair of Nikes that were specially made and has a, like, almost like a flower on the side. I'm just saying your outfits, and you know what it reminds me of? And I hope this is not bad, but this was my era of where, do you remember the bell bottoms era?
Yes. Yes, the 70s.
That's what it reminds me of. And it's just so, I love that era. You know why? Because I was always trying to hide my calves. I love this one. The guys, you have got to see the Carey print high waisted oval print pant. Oh my God, this is just the bomb. I love that. You're talented.
Thank you so much.
So I have a question now, because this is a question from one of my that told me to ask. Now, these clothes here, do they come in certain sizes, or could a person give you their measurements and you could make that for them?
Both.
Nice.
So we have a size guide where we typically go like 4 to 6, 6 to 8, 8 to 10, 10 to 12, you know, 12 to 14. And then we can also make them custom in a person, you know, per a person's measurements. You know, like bust, waist, hips, and then from waist to floor.
And you know what, I'm gonna be honest, you know, when somebody might look at your site and they say, oh my God, that might be high price, but I'm going to tell you, if I saw this outfit at Nordstrom's and I'm a Nordstrom's girl, I would buy it. I literally would buy it because to me,
that's what everybody always connects my clothes to Nordstrom's.
Because you know why? Elegant. Okay, let me clarify. I like the designs that some of the things are coming out, but some of these designs, can we get back to that people have clothes on their bodies? This outfit, especially the Carey print blouse and the pants, I like when women, when we wear clothes that make us look elegant, because we forget men, the men that really are looking for a good woman don't want you to be half naked. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't. They want something to desire. Your clothes are like Nordstrom's, believe me. I've tried to get my friend Mark Roscoe into Nordstrom's. And I think he's going to be there soon, just like you will. I'm just saying, that's just my vision for you. Like Martin Luther King, I have a dream. I love clothes. I'm going to tell you, I'm very picky, and I'm really modest about my clothes. Sometimes you might see me showing a little cleavage, but I'm very modest about my clothes. And your clothes, really, they're that Nordstrom's, I don't know if you remember, iMagnet, Saks Fifth Avenue. They're that quality. They're not something that I want to see in Macy's. And mind you, I like Macy's, but Macy's is sort of kind of a middle of the road. You have a talent. I'm very proud of you.
So much.
So you need to figure out, young lady, how to get into Nordstrom's, because I'm going to tell you what, shoot, the people at Nordstrom's would be paying double this if it was for you. But I'm going to tell you, these outfits, you guys need to go to www.ttiena.com and look at these outfits, because they're just beautiful. And she has the perfect shoes and everything matched with them. See, that's what I need, like people to, like, you know, tell me that. Okay, a few more questions, and I know it's late where you are, and you're just so unbelievable, and I'm so blessed that you came on. I've been looking at your picture, and I know this might embarrass you a little bit, but you have beautiful skin. Your hair is great. What's your beauty secret?
Oh, my goodness.
What?
I was expecting that one.
You're beautiful.
Look, I'm like blushing. I want to hide.
Why?
Thank you so much. I don't know. I just wasn't expecting that.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I really don't have a beauty regimen.
Okay. But your skin is glowing. And your hair is beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. I am all natural, so I just get my hair covered. And I just wash my face. And I use coconut oil, and I also use lemon oil and frankincense. That's pretty much it.
Okay, now I've heard of coconut oil, and I always learn something new from my women guests. Lemon oil and frankincense, really?
Yes, I'm really into essential oils. And it seems like, because I'm going to go ahead and put this out there, I'm 40.
Okay, well, you know what, if you were here with me right now, I'd card you, because I have you at maybe 32, maybe 34, maybe.
Yeah. Big 40.
You look good.
Thank you. So I got into essential oils, and I learned about the frankincense is really good for your skin, and I got it from this grocery store here called Sprouts. It's like Sprouts Farmers Market, and mixed with grapeseed oil. So you just mix a few drops of that and a couple drops of lemon oil, and that's it.
Wow. Yeah, I love Sprouts. Now, I'm going to ask you, this is a question, it's to do with fashion, but do you think that women need to have in their closet a couple of outfits that they spend good money on to remind themselves of how important they are?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because oftentimes if you buy something, most of the time what we end up doing is just buying stuff out of convenience. I think we should buy things that we absolutely love, because I'm guilty of that too, just buying things out of convenience versus buying things that I absolutely love. And I think that we should get away from it. And then I think that would also boost confidence. And it's really more like self-care. I'm getting things that I really, really want. I'm not just going through the motions of just buying stuff.
Oh, I agree. And you said the word that I love, self-care. And to just remind people who listen to this podcast, which can be heard after it ends today, it can be heard on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Jerry Royce Live, which has 1.4 million listeners, in Elations Radio, I talked a couple of weeks about a self-care, and I had 10 points, and one of them was buying clothes and using things to make yourself, like, relax, being mindful, doing meditation, and just like we were talking about lemon oil and frankincense, those are things that can help you. So you guys, women especially, and I know men take care of themselves, but two, but women, we really, we do so many things and we have so many tasks. We're a mom, we're a wife. And nowadays, we're a working mom, a wife, a fashion designer, a doctor, you know, a book author, a race car driver, because there are few women who do that. And we do so many tasks. We actually multitask better than men, just so you guys know. I'm going to say that, and men, oh, well, get over it. It's the truth. We multitask. We read the directions, whereas men don't. I just have to say it. I'm just going to say it. Men don't multitask as well as we do.
It's true.
So with all that being said, I literally take a day every week. I take one day where I just spend time with myself, whether it's reading a book, watching my favorite shows for a couple hours, or just sleeping and, you know, just really taking care of myself. And as everybody knows, eating right, eating healthy. Yeah. I lost 14 pounds in the last 2 weeks, and I thought something was really wrong with me, but then I figured out, you know what it was?
Just eating
right. And plus I'm not an emotional eater anymore. So I stop eating about 3:30 or 4 every day, and I'll just drink water and hot tea, and I'm really in touch with my emotions. So if I get upset, I'll say, okay. Now, mind you, last night I ate a little later because I just wanted a sweet roll, but I ate the sweet roll, but before I ate it, I said to myself, is this an emotional eating? Are you tired? No, I just wanted a sweet roll. Give it to me now.
Yeah.
That was it. It had nothing to do with nothing, but I'm not an emotional eater. So I stopped eating around 3:34, and then I won't eat again until 7 in the morning. What I was doing, which I had been doing a year and a half ago, but I was doing intermittent fasting. So I'll eat my breakfast, eat lunch, and eat a few snacks, but I'm just not hungry. So I'm just eating basically when it's necessary to eat, and that's it. And the rest of the time, so I've lost 14 pounds. And I was like, okay, I thought my scale, you should have seen me on Saturday. I thought something was wrong with my scale. I thought it was possessed, that Satan was in the scale, that something was wrong, because the scale kept going down each day. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then I realized, oh, my goodness. So that's just funny. You're not trying to lose weight, but you're doing it the right way. And that's because I do self-care. I don't think we really – did you know the more sleep you get, the better your body can release bad toxins and extra water?
Wow. No, I didn't.
And so when you're sleeping more than six – yep, when you're sleeping more than 6 to 7 hours a day, and then you're taking a nap, or 6 to 5.5 hours and taking 2 naps, you're actually regenerating your body. So I am just blessed that I was able to talk to you, Ms. Gwen, today. You are a lively young lady. You're very quiet, but you can feel your spark. You can feel your energy. I'm just blessed, and I thank you. I want to thank everybody for everybody knows Clarence Jones, and he's a really good friend of mine. He's actually the tailor for CJ Customs, and thank him for turning me on and letting me know Ms. Gwen, and I just appreciate that because he has done so much for me. And hey, Clarence, happy birthday tomorrow, because it's his birthday. The man doesn't even look a day over 50-something, but he just rocks it. So don't nobody tell him that. I don't want him to get a big head. But anyway, he won't get a big head. But I want to thank you. But before we go, can you tell everybody where they can find you and if you have contact information and then where what you have coming up?
Okay, I just want to – before I say that, I want to thank you also for the opportunity to, you know, have this discussion. I really enjoy our time together, and I look forward to talking with you more in the future. And, yes, shout out to Clarence for introducing us, because I ran into him at the juice bar here, and he just went like, you need to talk to this person and that person and this person. And so he is really, really a good person. So I'm very thankful for this opportunity. People can find me on – I have a website at www.ttiena.com. You can also find me on Instagram at TIENAGWIN. And also, you can come to the show at New York Fashion Week if you're in the industry on February 10th at the Prince George Ballroom in New York. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. See, and I'm not in the industry. See, I'm going to have to, maybe if I just keep doing this intermittent fasting, I'll get down to the like a 16 and I can model. Anyway, let me stop with my little crazy food. I have to admit, as I get older, I'm very much more into clothes than I used to be. That's why I'm always talking about Nordstrom's and Kombu, because I'm just living at Nordstrom's. I love that store so much. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you. You know, I will be replaying this message again in February, because I really am bringing some of my favorite interviews back for Black History Month, because I really like people to understand that there are some really wonderful African-American, Black American designers, authors, poets, musicians that are indie artists that are doing some great, great things. And you guys need to know about them and know where to find them. So I will be re-airing this, and then I'll tag you when I re-air it. And I just appreciate your time. And hats off and prayers to you for being a great super mom, because I remember when mines were very young and stuff. So I'm very proud of you. And thank you to your husband. Tell him thank you for letting us steal you away for a couple minutes.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go on to a new song, to a song, and then we'll be ending the show with a message, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
You're the only one that can take me from the destructive path I'm on. And you're the only one that can save me from what I've put myself in. So I'm asking you to make it end soon. I can't handle what I fear. So I said, please deliver me. Help me to trust.
Christian artist. All right, it took me a few minutes, but I found the Bible verse. It's in Romans 12:7, and it says, we have different gifts according to the grace given us. If one gift is prophecy, let him use it in portion to his faith. If it's serving, let him serve. If it's teaching, let him teach. If it's encouraging, let him encourage you. If it is giving, let him give generously. If it is lending, let him lend with diligence. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. We all have a gift, ladies and gentlemen, and I really appreciate you guys tuning in today. You're unique, you're awesome, you're more than enough, and you are loved by God. Don't forget, in any state in the United States, you can dial 211 for domestic violence to get to a shelter, for low-income housing, counseling from minimal cost to free, and other services. If you are suicidal and you are having a hard time, please call 911 and reach out to somebody. You're loved, you're wanted. God came on this earth to die for our sins, and he knew what he was doing. You guys have a great night, and we'll see you later in the week. This is Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams, and I love you guys all.